Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus. Oh. Yes, I decided. Oh, yes. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of his garment. His blood made me whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. The blood. my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Stream it down. The blood can't stream it down. The blood can't stream it down for me. Day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when they crown Him Lord of all, Him Lord of all. Oh Lord, I want to be in Thy number. When they crown Him Lord of all. Oh yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank Lord, we thank Thee, Lord, we thank Thee, Lord. Thank Thee, oh, we glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glory, 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 glory. You, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Can we say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord again? Can we say praise the Lord again? Amen. You're listening to the Prophetic Outreach Chapel in Cleveland, Ohio. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue. We are here and we are in praise and worship service. You have been listening to a part of our testimony service. Amen. I'm going to play the sermonic solo, and you may know this song, but we're going to pray, and after that, we're going to ask the Reverend to say the prayer, and we're going to be right into the message. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you out there in Radio Land and in the chapel as well. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Lucia. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord comes in the morning, yes, Lord, weeping may endure for a night. But it's not what the weeping is about, but you got to know what the joy is about. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night. But oh, thank God that joy, 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 joy cometh in the morning. Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the joy. Hey. Oh, wonderful Savior. Hey. Thank you for the joy. So glad. So glad for the joy. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now. We have that ill shandy hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Right here, that old shandy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you. Glory to God. Hey, thank you for the joy. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Creator, Father of the universe. Hallowed be your great name. We come to you today because we know that you is God, and besides you, there is none other. We know you're sovereign. We know you're majestic. We know you got the whole world in your hand. We know you're all powerful. We know you're almighty. We know you're omnipotent. We know that there's nothing that you can't do. We know you specializes in things that just seem impossible. Oh, God, you was, you is to be. We thank you, Creator. Oh, we thank you, Master. We thank you. We love you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the time to worship and to praise you and to glorify your great name. We thank you. Here we are again to thank you for all that you have brought us through. Every test, every mountain, every tribulation, every problem, every sickness. It was you, oh God, that delivered us. It was you that kept us. It was you that healed us. It was you that saved us. It was you that delivered us. Oh, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for all those that under the sound of our voice, we give you up to God. We give you to God, but we know he can handle every situation. We ask you to just trust him. Trust him, because he will never fail you. Hallelujah. Whatever you need today, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it today. Oh, hallelujah. Just believe and know that God's got you in the palm of his hand. All you got to do is just praise. Just put a praise on it. Whatever you're going through today, just put a praise on it. Get up. Get up and praise him. Thank the Lord wherever you're at today. Whatever situation, just get up and praise him. Begin to thank him. And while you watch, watch him run in. Watch him rush right on in and help you. We ask you to just help those in radio land. Help those all over the world, Lord. You know what each one needs. For you is God. You know all things. We ask you to help today. Help her. Help. We cry out, help today. Help. 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 Help your people, Lord. Just calling on your help. Help save today, Lord. Let your blood wash away all sins. Wash away all sins today, Father. Forgive each and every one for all their transgressions and iniquities. Cover them with your blood today. They need help. We need help all over the world. Help today. We ask you to help the speaker of the hour. Help him. Help him to lift up Jesus. Help him to worship and praise. Help him to deliver your word, Lord. Help today. Help wherever you are listening today. Help. Open your eyes. Open eyes everywhere. Unstop the deaf ears, Lord, so that your word can get in and penetrate. Move out all doubt and fears. Move out all doubt and fears today. Look unto the help. Look unto the hills from which come our help today. And we thank you, Father. You are the master of everything. We need you. We can't get along without you. Come on in the midst. Come on in the midst. Oh, you have to outside. Your peace. Your peace today, Father. Help today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Happy day. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we lift him up today and praise him today. Hey, thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa. Jesus. 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 We need you right now. right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Have your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. As I open up my mouth, Lord, speak the word. Speak the word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I'm preaching your word, heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Help us to get a praise in our heart. Help us to get a praise on our lips. Help us to get a praise in our mind. Oh, God, you are great and great to be praised. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Lord, we thank you. We just give you glory and honor and majesty in Jesus' name. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We claim it will die. Thank you. Yes, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and praise him, Mother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, da, 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 ha, ha, ha. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of all the praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For those readers in Radio Land and here in the chapel, we're going to be going to Psalms 122, chapter, verse 1. Psalms, the 122nd chapter, verse 1. Then we're going to Psalms 32, verse 11. Psalms 32, verse 11. Then we're going to Psalms 40 and 16. Psalms 40 and 16. Then we're going to Psalms 64 and 10. 64 and 10. Hallelujah. Then we go on to going to Psalms 95 verses 1 through 3. Amen. And lastly, we're going to Psalms 30 and 5. Now, for those of you who may not finish off the message, you have the scriptures. And if you know anything about Psalms, you can figure out where I'm going, because my topic, hallelujah, my topic is, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Panda, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My topic is, what will, you do during the night? What will you do during the night? Amen. Amen. It's a question to think about. What will you do during the night? Amen. We already prayed the sermon and solo that says, we then may endure for a night, but joy. Joy, joy, joy cometh in the morning. But you got to do something during the night time. All right? You got to be ready then. You got to take care of some business at night. Amen? Amen. I want to give you the definition of joy, because I want to go there. Joy, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. That's according to Google.com. A feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Amen. I don't know if you ever experienced that today, but that's what joy is. Amen. It's a feeling of great happiness. It's a source or cause of great happiness. It is something or someone that gives joy to someone. I'm going to say that again. It is something or someone that gives joy to someone. Amen. It is success in doing or finding or getting something. And that's according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Amen? Then, see, we want to talk about unspeakable, because it's not just regular joy we're talking about here. We're talking about joy, unspeakable joy. See, because unspeakable, you got to go to a whole nother level. Amen? As an adjective, it means defying. Expression. It means description or it means an intelligible yearning. Intelligible means you can't even talk about it. Amen. It means indescribable beauty. So if you've never seen something that's beautiful, this surpasses what you might see that's beautiful. Amen. Some people think their husbands or wives are beautiful. Some people think their edifices are beautiful. But this is indescribable beautiful. Ineffable ecstasy. So in other words, a feeling that is so elated that you just never felt anything like that before. Amen. It's unspeakable happiness. Now think about that. You're so happy that, you know, your hands are happy, your feet are happy, you're happy on the inside. You can't explain the happiness that you feel. Amen? Think about it. It's a think of unintelligible splendor. Splendor. Now think about that. Splendor. It is something that's great. Amen? And, man, I want to make sure that we understand that. I just want to break it down. The freedictionary.com. You can look it up yourself. Lastly, joy. On the spiritual level, it refers to the extreme happiness with which the believer, and I'm not talking about you folks that are not saved. I ain't talking about your folks that are on the fence. I'm talking about, it says, which the believer contemplates salvation. Now, if you don't have salvation, how can you contemplate something you don't have? Amen. Salvation and the bliss. Think about that. The bliss of the afterlife. Amen. Because if you're not saved, you won't have a bliss in the afterlife. Amen. Talk about that. Hell is tormented time. There's not a time of bliss. Show enough not. As our brother can say, show enough. It is unexpected benefits from God who are expressed in terms of common experiences. In other words, we ourselves who are saved, we understand. And when we say this, benefits from God, we understand what that means. Amen? And that's from the Bible study, too. Amen? Because sometimes you need to pick up the common words so you can put it in perspective of where the preacher or where the listener needs to go. Amen? Again, I ask the question, what will you do during the night? Amen? Now, I think about there's all kinds of things that go on in the night time. Amen?
Yeah.
But we're talking about when it comes to weeping, when it comes to enduring. Amen?
Yeah.
When it comes to going through something, what will, amen, reader?
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen. Why were you glad? Because you made it through. You made it through the what?
Night, night.
And I can go to the house of sanctuary. I don't know about you, but I can go to the house of the Lord, and then I can what? Tell of his goodness, make known of his what? So I was glad when they said, let's go into the house of the Lord, because, see, I had a testimony for somebody. Do you know that testimonies, not only do it help the other person, but it helps you to review what God has done in your life. Testimonies are powerful things. So when you have a testimony, when you've gone through the night and God has brought you out, then now you're in the light time. You may not can wait. Come running to the chapel. Come running to the house of prayer. Come running to the house of praise and tell her what he's done. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Reader.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Be righteousness and shout for joy. All ye that are upright in heart. Yes.
Now, if you come to church and you're not right and you shouting yourself, then you're subject to yourself being injured,
yeah,
because you shouted in self and there was no spirit in it. Amen.
Amen.
But see, the righteousness has something to shout in the spirit about. Amen. Sometimes we need to shout because we don't went through something and we need some more strength, because what we feel in nighttime
and we need some strength to get us through the night time, because sometimes you got to come to service and you got to shout it out. Because sometimes you got to go through, because you understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you don't come to the chapel and ready to praise him and ready to give him the praise and the glory, then you're going to suffer through. But it says weeping may endure for a night. Well, see, one thing is for sure, whenever and for however long it lasts, there's nothing like the joy of having completed the journey. Nothing like saying, okay, we were going through, and now God has blessed us. Yes. I don't know about you, but when I come to a trial, and the Lord has let me get through it, there is joy, unspeakable joy. Yes. Read or read.
Then all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified.
So you need to have joy. Then what do you need to do? Magnify. Magnify. Magnify the Lord with me. Is what we say, but when this is an individual thing, you need to, what? Magnify the Lord for yourself. Yes. Lord, don't know what you're doing, but Lord, I thank you. I thought I got pain in my body, but Lord, I thank you. Because I'm able to feel pain. Hallelujah. Lord, I have pain in my body. I got to go to the emergency room. Lord, I thank you because I'm in the country where I can go to the emergency room. Lord, I thank you that even before I go to the emergency room, I can go in my closet and I can talk to Dr. Jesus, who is the healer, who is a great physician, who is the surgeon, who is everything I need before I go to the hospital, because he's just going to send those folks that I need to deal with the anointing that's in my life, to deal with the healing that he is going to provide, because we magnify him. We reference him. We understand that God is more than enough. So whatever you're going through, God is more than enough. But your trials come to make you what? Do they come to make you weak? Do they come to make you backslide? Your trials come to make you strong, so that you can go through something and you can stand up and tell someone when you hear about when they've been through same or similar situation, you're going to tell them, you know, weeping may endure for a night. But see, during the night time, I cried out to Jesus, and he heard my cry. During the night time, I turned to the wall, and I told Jesus all about it. During the night time, I said, Lord, help me today. Help me to go through. I am your child. You're going to be able to tell that to somebody else. Because I know he can and will do it because he did it for me. Amen. Reader.
The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory.
Yes. One thing is for sure. Our chapel mother says, you know what? She asked the question, what's the only sure thing in your life? Because I want to tell you today, if you trust in people, they will fail you. If you trust in the things that people make, they will break down.
Really?
If you trust in this old body, it will decay on you.
Yes.
If you trust in anything that man makes to say, well, they got to care for this, and a pill for that, and a pill for this, that, and the other, I want you to know it's not the pill that God makes. Because, see, when God sends the pill that's called healing and deliverance, see, then it is no more. You don't have to take a pill for that because the surgeon has already come in. See, during the nighttime while you're struggling, you're turning left and right and up and down, and you're racked with pain. You may be in the hospital, but you can look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. And as soon as you realize when you're going through that, oh, I'm a child of the Most High King, and I can look up from which the strength comes. I can call on Jesus. He'll answer prayer, even if it breaks me to the point where tears are in my eyes. All right, reader.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving,
yes,
and make a joyful noise and sing him with songs.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord is great, and a great King,
yes,
above all gods.
Great.
Now, we have presidents that come and go,
yes,
put things into effect. Sometimes they tear down, sometimes they build up. We have kings that sometimes get dethroned, sometimes had to go into exile. We have all kinds of things that happens to kings and queens.
Yes, yes.
But one thing is for sure, we have people who serve idols.
Yes.
They bring them up and they get torn down.
Yes.
We have some people that serve the inner workings of the creation of their mind and find people who don't know the Bible, who are weak, and they fall for any and everything but the right thing. But God is the King of all kings. There is no power greater. There is no king bigger. There's no king better. There's no king that is as powerful. There is no king that made the heaven and the earth. There is no king that so much cared for us that he even sent down his son to be crucified for us. No king. No king like God. There's none like his son Jesus, who needs to be praised and worshiped because of what he's done for you and me. Because if Jesus had not said, prepare me a body, we would all be lost,
yes,
because of the sin of Adam and Eve and the devil, which now has to crawl, the serpent that he used now has to crawl on his belly.
Uh-huh.
What does that say? We are to magnify the one who can destroy both heaven and earth.
Yes.
Don't care what man says. We got to magnify the East Sundado.
Yes.
Don't care who they put in the office. You got to magnify and worship God.
Yes.
No matter what, God allowed it to be so. Whoever gets put in office,
yes,
they cannot supersede the prophetic will of God. Because God is still in control. And the sooner that we realize God is God, he's all by himself and is in control, that's the sooner we ought to be magnifying the Lord. Give him the praise that's due to him. I don't care what you think about anything